It's time for justice. Welcome to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 97.3 FM WRIR. I'm your host, Marty Wegbright.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around.
This show is written and produced by Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. We give free, civil, non-criminal legal aid to low-income people in Richmond, Petersburg, Charlottesville, and surrounding cities and counties. Coming up on this week's show...
Essentially, it's a bait and switch. They say, I can help you, but then they don't actually stop the foreclosure. The matter strings out, and so the homeowner doesn't then go and take other action to protect him or herself. And at the last minute, the investor says, it's too late now to do anything, but what has to be done, I will put up the money to the mortgage company usually will accept all the past due amount, cost of foreclosure, and stop the foreclosure. Investor says, I'll put that money up, but you have to sign here. And sometimes that's the first time that the homeowner actually understands that they're deeding away their home.
Central Virginia Legal Aid Society attorney Henry McLaughlin details the foreclosure process in Virginia and alerts us to foreclosure rescue scams that prey on homeowners about to lose their homes. You will also learn about the mortgage default counseling that can help home buyers in distress when we answer this week's legal question. All that and more coming up. Stay with us. This show is supported in part by a grant from the Virginia Law Foundation. The show is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society and gives only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, we'll tell you later in the show how to get free legal advice or representation in a civil case. The Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show is heard every Wednesday at 12:30 on WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and is made possible by community radio volunteers at WRIR.
Ain't gonna let injustice turn me around. Turn me around. No, turn me around. Ain't gonna let injustice turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up the freedom.
And now, this week's news you can use. For only the second time in the past decade, the federal minimum wage increases tomorrow from $5.85 per hour to $6.55 per hour. The minimum wage law applies to almost all workers and also requires time and a half for all hours over 40 worked in a week. In addition, the increase raises the amount of earnings automatically protected by Virginia law from wage garnishment. Starting July 24, 2008, if earnings after required federal and state tax withholdings are $262 per week or less, the earnings can't be garnished. This protection continues to apply even after those earnings are directly deposited into a bank account. After-tax earnings greater than $262 per week can be garnished up to a maximum of 25% of those earnings. In other news, when facing foreclosure, some homeowners with no chance of keeping their homes simply let the lender foreclose. But many now turn to something new, a short sale, that is, selling a house for less than what's owed on it. Almost unheard of last year, as many as 18% of U.S. home sales in March were short sales, according to the National Association of Realtors. Mortgage lenders must approve a short sale, agree for the sales price to satisfy the mortgage, and forgive the rest of the mortgage debt. But there's a catch. Until recently, forgiven mortgage debt was treated as taxable income, meaning large tax bills to be paid by borrowers who just lost their homes. Under a December 2007 law, in effect for 2 years, forgiven mortgage debt is not taxable income, but only if the mortgage was taken out to buy or greatly improve the home. A coalition of 31 civil rights, labor, consumer, and community groups, including the Virginia Poverty Law Center, are urging Congress to extend the protections of the 2007 law so all forgiven mortgage debt is not taxable income, including mortgages taken out to pay off other debts, such as medical expenses and student loans. Unless the law changes, many borrowers with forgiven mortgage debt will keep getting hefty tax bills. With this week's News You Can Use, this is your host, Marty Wegbright.
Ain't gonna let discrimination turn me around, turn me around.
Welcome back to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio.
This week's legal term of the week is foreclosure rescue scam. A foreclosure rescue scam is a trick targeted at a homeowner in financial distress and facing foreclosure. One scam is known as phantom help, where a rescuer charges expensive fees for a few phone calls and paperwork. A second scam is a bait and switch where the homeowner signs papers without realizing he or she is giving up ownership of the home. A third scam is a bailout where the homeowner signs papers giving up ownership of the home under a false promise he or she can rent the home and buy the home back later. For the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, I'm Diane Dussault, and that's this week's legal term of the week.
If you're just joining us, this is the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on 97.3 FM, WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, and it's now time for our weekly question and answer session. We're here in the studio with a questioner. Please give us your name and where you're from.
Yes, my name is Sandra, and I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to the show, Sandra. What question do you have for us?
Yes, it's about foreclosure. How can one prevent foreclosure, and what can be done if foreclosed on, and how does that affect your credit and purchasing another home or asset?
Well, Sandra, that's a very timely question, and let me try to break it down into the three parts that you asked. First of all, you asked, how do you prevent a foreclosure? It's important to understand how foreclosure works in Virginia, because it's not done through the courts. It's done outside of courts through non-judicial procedures, and that's legal language for when you buy a home, you give a mortgage to the finance company that is financing your mortgage, and although you have the deed to the property that shows that you are the legal owner, you give a deed of trust, usually to an attorney who's called a trustee, which gives that attorney the right to sell your home if you don't pay the mortgage. Now, most mortgage companies don't want to foreclose, and they won't even seriously think about doing foreclosure proceedings unless and until you're about 3 months behind. But if you are that far behind, then they will start getting very nervous, and they'll start sending you letters and start threatening foreclosure proceedings. And ultimately, they will contact the trustee who holds the deed of trust and ask the trustee to start the foreclosure proceedings, which, as I said, are not done through court. The trustee simply sends you, the owner, a notice that there's going to be a foreclosure sale, advertises in the newspaper, generally once a week for 4 weeks, and the property is sold on the courthouse steps. Now, how do you prevent foreclosure? Well, the obvious way is you pay the mortgage in full on time every month. But these days, that becomes difficult, especially if people have adjustable rate mortgages that go up, and if they have what are called teaser rates, where your first couple of years are low payments, and then after that, your payments go up. What you can do is try to work out a payment plan with your mortgage company, and better still, to try to do that through a mortgage counseling agency. Right here in Richmond, there is a mortgage counseling agency called Housing Opportunities Made Equal, or HOME, and they provide free mortgage counseling to homeowners in the greater Richmond area, and I refer people to them all the time. They can try to work out arrangements that will allow you to keep your home, generally by paying interest only during your tough periods, putting payments at the end of your mortgage during tough periods. But ultimately, the money that you borrowed has to be repaid. How does foreclosure affect your credit and purchasing? It's not a good situation, clearly, because it's going to go on your credit report. And that's why a lot of homeowners who just flat out can't afford to pay their mortgage will try to do anything possible to avoid foreclosure, even if it means selling the house and moving to some other place. If you sell the house yourself, you're going to get a better price for it than if it's foreclosed upon, because if it's foreclosed upon, you're going to get maybe half of what it's actually worth, and you'll still end up owing what you owed to the mortgage company.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, this is the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3, heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m., and it's time for our weekly interview, and we will be talking about foreclosures and foreclosure rescue scams. The nation right now is in the midst of a tidal wave of foreclosures, and our region in Central Virginia is no exception. According to the Center for Responsible Lending, more than 5,000 homeowners in Central Virginia who obtained subprime mortgages in 2005 and 2006 will likely lose their homes to foreclosure. We're here in the studio with attorney Henry McLaughlin, who is a prodigious litigator and also is the executive director of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. Welcome to the show, Henry.
Thank you.
Could you tell our listeners first, as a background, how does a foreclosure in Virginia work?
Well, Virginia is what is called a non-judicial foreclosure state. Many states require that a lender cannot foreclose on someone's home until the lender goes to court and gets a court order. In Virginia, a lender can foreclose on a delinquent mortgage without going to court. When a homeowner puts a lien on the house or signs a mortgage note, the homeowner also signs what's called a deed of trust. We think of that as a mortgage. And it gives what's called legal title to a trustee, who is someone chosen by the lender. And if the homeowner gets behind in the mortgage, the lender can require the trustee to advertise in the newspaper for a foreclosure sale.
Is there any set number of months that the borrower has to be behind before this foreclosure process starts?
Well, it's governed by the language in the deed of trust, but in most cases, the deed of trust allows the lender to foreclose after a month or 2 months. In practice, it does not occur until 3, 4, 5, or 6 months.
So what happens? Does there have to be a notice? Does there have to be advertisement? What's the process? Take us through it, if you would.
Well, this person chosen by the lender as the trustee advertises a foreclosure sale in the newspaper. If you pick up the Richmond Times-Dispatch or the Free Press or Style Magazine, you will see every day newspaper advertisements in this classified section for sales. And it has to be advertised at least twice, once every other week, or 4 days in a row. But it's governed, it can be required to be more depending on the deed of trust. But there's a newspaper ad. The newspaper ad says there's going to be a sale on a particular date, particular time, particular location.
So what happens at the foreclosure sale?
The trustee announces there's going to be a sale. In most cases, no one appears. And there is almost always a pre-bid, which is put in by the lender. And typically, the lender will put in a pre-bid for the amount of the loan. And for an investor to buy the house, they have to pay bid more than that. Occasional investors do bid more than that, but in most cases, the lender, the note holder, then puts in the bid. It's the high bid, and then owns the home.
Now, does the borrower have to move right after the foreclosure sale, the next day or the next week?
Well, the house no longer belongs to the borrower. It belongs to someone else. And so the homeowner is overstaying his ownership. It's not trespassing, cannot be charged with a crime for staying, and probably cannot be put out without a court order through an eviction process, although there's some question about that.
Well, how does a borrower avoid a foreclosure on their house?
Well, there are a number of different ways a borrower can stop a foreclosure, and the important thing is to get help before the sale, and the sooner the better. One possibility is to come to legal aid. Of the cases that come to us, 4 out of 5, we have in the past been able to stop the foreclosure without going to bankruptcy. As a last resort, if a borrower goes into bankruptcy, that will at least temporarily stay the foreclosure and prevent it from happening. But I think that should be a last resort, and we should try to find some way to stop a foreclosure without going into bankruptcy.
Now, one of the alternatives that I've heard of recently is something called a loss mitigation option. Would you tell us about that?
Well, the lenders have an incentive to have loans be what's called performing loans up to date, because they regulators keep a record, and if you have a lot of non-performing loans, that has negative consequences. So they oftentimes will work out a loan modification. It's also called a workout with the borrower, in which they restructure the loan and put the past due amount at the end of the loan. This is not always the best thing for the borrower.
And what if a person doesn't qualify for one of those options? I mean, what if they just don't have the income anymore to keep that house? What should they do?
Well, they should... They might want to consider coming to legal aid. And even if they've been offered a workout, they might want to come to legal aid. We represent people for free if someone is over 60 or on a low income. And usually, oftentimes when people face a foreclosure, it's because their income has gone down and they are on a low income and do qualify for legal aid. And we then look at the loans to see if there are consumer laws that would stop the foreclosure.
And later in the show, we'll be telling people how to contact Central Virginia Legal Aid Society to get free legal advice and representation. Let me ask about mortgage default counseling. Are there such services available, and do you recommend them?
Well, they are available. I wouldn't pay for them.
Tell me, Henry, what is a foreclosure rescue scam? We've been hearing a lot of talk about that in the news. What are we talking about here?
Oftentimes when someone is about to be foreclosed on, they will receive a call from someone who says they're trying to help them. And whoever it is that makes that call will then come to their home and say that they have several different programs which would be a benefit to the homeowner. At the end of that process, this investor persuades the homeowner to deed the property to the investor on an agreement that the homeowner can then buy the property back at a later date at a higher amount. The advantage that the homeowners see in these circumstances are that they get to stay in the home, but oftentimes these agreements are not to the homeowner's advantage, much against their interest, because they have considerable equity in their home, and there are other courses they could take to protect their equity.
So what are some of the tricks that foreclosure rescue scam artists use to get people to enter these deals that turn out to be not so great after all?
Essentially, it's a bait and switch. They say, I can help you, but then They don't actually stop the foreclosure. The matter strings out. And so the homeowner doesn't then go and take other action to protect him or herself. And at the last minute, the investor says, it's too late now to do anything, but what has to be done, I will put up the money to the mortgage company usually will accept all the past due amount, cost of foreclosure, and stop the foreclosure. Investor says, I'll put that money up, but you have to sign here. And sometimes that's the first time that the homeowner actually understands that they're deeding away their home.
So by signing there, they're no longer the homeowner. They what, become a tenant?
They become a tenant with a, usually with an option to repurchase at a very high premium.
So how do you deal with this when you have a situation like that? I know you do that on a practically daily basis.
Well, when people, we much prefer that people come to us before the foreclosure, because then oftentimes quite a bit can be done. It's much more helpful to the homeowner. But if they come to us after they've deeded the home away, the first thing we look at is this really a mortgage disguised as a sale leaseback with option to buy? And if it is a an equitable refinance mortgage, which is just got the paperwork look like something else, then we can rescind the transaction under the Federal Truth in Lending Act. And then that essentially does away with the transaction and puts the parties back where they were. The investor has to deed the property back. The borrower, the homeowner pays the investor back only the money the investor put up. And the investor, the homeowner should have some reasonable time to go ahead and get another loan to pay that amount.
And do you find that folks in that situation more often than not are able to go out to the, I guess, legitimate market and find a legitimate lender and are able to refinance and basically pay the scam artist essentially what they are or maybe deserved and able to keep their house?
In most cases, they can either do that or find a buyer for the house and actually get their equity out of the house.
So that way, they don't lose what the foreclosure rescue scam artist has apparently taken from them.
I mean, what happens in a case where someone obtains title from the homeowner in return for a lease and an option to repurchase is that the investor ends up with the money, with the value of the home. The investor ends up with the equity, whereas the homeowner might have been able to get that equity out by selling the house.
So what is the first thing that someone who thinks they're a victim of a foreclosure rescue scam should do?
Well, they can come to legal aid. I mean, we're free. And if someone is on low income, over 60, we look at it and we do not charge a fee. Again, it is much better to come to us before signing a deed of the property over to someone. And we sometimes can stop a foreclosure on very short notice, sometimes when the foreclosure is going to happen the next day.
The other resource that I would tell our listeners about is free mortgage default counseling, which is offered in Richmond by an organization called Housing Opportunities Made Equal, or HOME. And they can be reached at 354-0641. Again, thank you so much, Henry, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're back with the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio.
This week's top three tips are about when you can pay your rent late and stay. The first is to pay within any grace period of your lease. If so, you can stay. If not, your landlord then must give you a 5-day pay or quit notice. The second tip is to pay within the 5-day period. If so, you can stay. If not, your landlord then must file an eviction case in court. The third tip, to pay everything you owe. Rent, late fees, and attorney's fees called for in a lease.
and court calls no later than the first court day. If so, you can stay. If not, your landlord can evict you, even if you pay in full after the first court day. For Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, I'm Michelle King, and for this week, that's our top three tips.
That's all for this week's Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. This show is heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. The show is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. To see if you can get free civil legal aid, call during intake hours. These are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The phone number is 200-6046 for intake, 648-1012 for the main number, and 1-800-868-1012 to call toll-free. Also, if you have a question you would like answered on this show, email that question to marty@cvlas.org with radio show question in the subject line. Please include your name and phone number. You also can leave that same information before 8 a.m. or after 6 p.m. by calling 200-6045. This show provides only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford one, call Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. Every year, 2.5 million people apply for Social Security disability benefits. Two-thirds of them are turned down, many after waiting a year and a half, on average, for a hearing. Tune in next Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. when our guest, attorney Kathy Pryor, unravels the complicated rules and process to obtain disability benefits from the Social Security Administration. That's law for the rest of us next week on the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show.